We are back on the Big Wake Up Call, and time for my next guest. He is an author and music critic who's contributed to Rolling Stone magazine for more than 40 years. He wrote an extensive introduction and commentary for a new book, The Rolling Stones Unzipped. And we're going to chat with Anthony DeCurtis. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are things where you are?
Things are pretty good. I mean, all things considered,
yeah.
You know, it's a tough time, but we're getting through it.
Before we get into the Stones, I was just watching an event that you did with Lou Reed, and how did you happen to get Lou in such a good mood that he was so unusually forthcoming?
You know, I have to say, in all modesty, you know, Lou and I got along pretty well, you know, and you know, he liked me. I mean, there were, I think, reasons for that. I mean, you know, I think he liked the way I wrote about him. You know, I always think about it, you know, the rock photographer, Mick Rock.
Yeah.
You know, used to, you know, he was famous for shooting Lou, but also David Bowie. And one thing that David Bowie said about Mick was that Mick sees me the way I see myself. And I think when I wrote about Lou, I think Lou felt that, you know, and so... So we tended to get along, you know. I mean, when there were a moment or two of his being Lou Reed-like, but for the most part, we got along pretty well.
But then moving on to the Stones, you wrote an introduction to this fantastic new book, The Rolling Stones Unzipped, which is one of the most attractive books I've seen, which makes sense because the Stones, you can't think of the Rolling Stones without thinking of their visual appeal as much as their music.
That is a very important point, and that's a big part of the book, and it's been a big part of the band since the start. You know, I mean, Jagger in particular was always aware of that, you know, that, you know, the music is one thing. I mean, the music has to be great, and if you don't have that, you don't have anything. But, you know, when you're trying to create, you know, a reputation for yourself or a sense of yourself in people's imaginations, you know, what you look like, what your stage show is like, what your logo is like, all of those things speak. And, you know, the Rolling Stones have always taken all that stuff seriously. And the book is literally designed to bring all that across.
And, well, I'm looking at a photo in here, and my first memory of the Rolling Stones is Tattoo You and that tour, and seeing that the New York Jets jersey that Mick wore on stage, that was designer and custom made, that kind of blew me away, that he is that detailed even in wearing a football jersey.
Absolutely. That's so funny. Yes, you know, he's not going to let details like that get by. I mean... The Stones care. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, people, you know, always talk about, you know, how they lasted so long. They don't mess around, you know. I mean, on stage, the Stones can be loose and the Stones can be having fun. But, you know, the show is designed to come across. The songs are designed. These things are all built to last. And, you know, I think Jagger literally... you know, gets into the reality of, like, if you're going to step out on a stage in front of 65,000 people, what you look like matters, you know? And so, yeah, so you get the designer Jets jersey, you know, why not?
Well, and there certainly is no better frontman. And when you have someone like Mick taking the focal point, if I were Keith or God rest his soul, Charlie, you've got to be able, I can just relax and play. And I know Mick is going to get it done for the rest of us.
Well, there was this one great interview I remember reading with Keith, and, you know, where he said, you know, I feel like my job is to enable Mick to do whatever he wants on stage.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to run out to the middle of the crowd, we're there. Like, that he never has to worry about where is the band. You know, we're right there. And, you know, that's real. You know, that is, you know, that's the job. And Jagger takes his job as, you know, the guy who goes out and grabs the audience. I mean, one of my favorite lines in the book is, you know, Jagger talking about when the Stones opened for Little Richard. And he goes, you know, goes, first of all, like, I wanted to be good because I knew Little Richard was watching. He goes, but I watched Little Richard, and man, if you were in the audience, he was going to go out and grab you. Like, there was no, like, oh, you know, I'm not really feeling it tonight. He was going to make sure you were feeling it. And that's where Jagger learned it, man, and he's still given those lessons, you know.
It's so much fun in the book to see close-ups of the instruments, and I'm enough of a guitar geek. I know a lot of fans don't pay attention, but I can't picture Keith without the Telecaster with the string missing, which made me want to buy a Telecaster, but then I couldn't sound like Keith, and I learned to sound like Keith. It helps to be Keith.
That's very true. I always talk about, you know, there was this great exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Musical Instruments in rock and roll, like maybe 2 years ago. And, you know, you're going through and you're looking at all of them. And then you come to this one plexiglass, you know, display, and there's nothing in it. And then they just have, you know, like Keith Richards, you know, whichever guitar it was, because this instrument is currently on tour with the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
And it was just like so great. Like, he's still playing them, man. Like, they're not museum pieces. Like, they're getting used.
Oh, I love it that they're just not handing Keith a guitar for an endorsement. And he'll play it. It's like, no, I want that same guitar I've had since 1972. And it's just inseparable. But that's why you're successful and you have a signature sound.
No, this is what I think a lot of people don't really necessarily get about the Rolling Stones is, you know, we've heard all the stories over all the years, but finally, these guys are musicians. You know, they love doing what they do. And that's why the shows are great. That's why the songs are great. They're not joking around. They're having fun, but they're not joking around.
And the great new book is The Rolling Stones Unzipped. It is available where books are sold. My guest is award-winning music writer Anthony DeCurtis. Please come back anytime. We could talk Stones all day.
Oh, absolutely, man. Please, just call on me and I'll be there.